Blog Talk Radio.
Right intro. Hold on, let me back up. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Let's go back to the old original intro. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Standard Central Time. It is Wednesday, time to bliss off. And I want to start by talking about a topic that has been so up since 2005. It really became a much more mainstream conversation in the spiritual communities. It was talked about more and more. We started to explore this thing called manifesting. Now, I want to share a secret with you tonight that will help you maneuver in the manifestation world very, very differently than you have in the past and how you will now in the future. And here it is. Here's the secret. The secret missed the secret, right? Write that shit down. The secret missed the secret. For any of you that have spent time with Dr. Wayne Dyer, who is no longer physically with us anymore, he would speak to this, maybe only at his live events, I don't know. But he said that he was invited to be a part of the secret until he saw the programming and realized they missed the secret. And here's the secret. You can talk. You can change your words. You can manically control your words. You can manipulate your words. You can sit and meditate. You can play in the quantum field with your words all day long. And it's not going to change what you produce. Now, you might be able to break through and do some light manifesting. You might be able to break through and manifest a freaking bolt. But the secret to manifesting is not in the words that you use. It's not in the words that you think. Here's why. There is a natural evolution of our reality. There is a natural evolution of our awakeness. We think, we feel, we believe, and we know. What I want you to become much more acutely aware of is what you know. Because you can walk around and say, I think pure thoughts. I stalk my mind. My thoughts are clear. I am amazing. I am beautiful. I'm an incredible human. I am a fractal light of God. God damn it. I am a fractal light of God. And if what you believe is arguing in there underneath, if what you know, the shame, underneath the foo-foo lies you've put on top, if what you believe and what you know, I want you to become more keenly aware to what you know. It's like saying, Lord God Almighty, make my unconscious conscious. I'm talking under the unconscious. If under the unconscious, you know you're a fuck up, you are going to have to play that out in your relationship. You are going to have to prove every single freaking day that you're a fuck up. And I see this play out in fundamentalist religion, in what I would call egotistical spirituality. Christians, religions that believe they're right, there's only one God, there's only one way to believe, you're going to hell if you don't believe what they believe. That's not of God, people. That is of the ego, period. Period. If you've had that kind of indoctrination, you're tripping on two parts of what I'm talking about. You are tripping on feeling godly privileged because I am a child of God is not the same as recognizing, seeing, believing, getting into the I know, going underneath all your bullshit to be in the essence of God. I am a child of God from spiritual arrogance. It's very different than what I'm talking about. If underneath you believe you're a fuck up and you have been indoctrinated with that kind of spiritual arrogance, you're going to be doing two things at the same time, all the time. You watch. Now, I'm going to suggest that you watch it in other people because it's easier to see it in other people before it is easy to see it in you. But if you're seeing it in someone else, then it's in you. Right? Because those are the rules. Can't change the rules. Those are the rules. So if underneath the underneath, if in your knowing zone, my knowing zone knows, that means there's nothing to say. That means there's no discussion. That means an absolute. I know that I'm a fuck up and you've been indoctrinated with religion that has lots of arrogance in it. You're going to constantly feel like you're privileged and you're going to always be proving, see what a good Christian I am, see what a good child of God I am. But at the same time, you're not going to be able to help yourself. You're going to have to always prove what a bad sinner you are. See the catch-22 that you're in? If that's in your knowing place. So let's circle that back around to the beginning of this topic tonight. Manifesting, the secret of manifesting, is not getting your words right. It's not saying it in the right way. And there are some great ways that you can manifest with your words, that you can manifest with your words till you're blue in the face if your underneath knows that you are a fuck up, because you are going to have to prove, you're going to have to circle back around and make that your reality, because we live according to what we know, not what we think, not what we feel, and not what we believe. We live and we create from the place of knowing, period. And the more awake you are, the more awake I am, the more awake we are, the more we can manifest purely by a simple thought. But your thoughts have got to be in union with your knowing. Back in the 80s, I was working with a lady, and she spoke about this in reference to affirmations, that affirmations are bullshit. Affirmations are an easy, quick fix, feel good. Because if underneath you, she would use the word believe, but I'd take it deeper, go to the knowing place. If you know that you are a piece of shit, if you know you are worthless, if you know you're a sinner, which means basically you're unworthy, then that is a place that you are going to have to participate in your life. You are participating in that belief, in the knowing, and you can only manifest. In fact, the universe doesn't know the difference between your under the unconscious knowing place and your conscious awake, this is the shit I'm saying place. The universe, which is the quantum field, doesn't know the difference. It hears, feels, and believes what you know. It's going to catch the knowing place because that's your deepest, richest, vibrating you. It's what's behind the curtain. It's the essence of what you know is real and what is possible. If you haven't listened to John Bishop, go listen to his work. If I had my, I'm going to write a book shit together, I would have wrote those books. But I don't got it because he did it. Stop doing that shit. Wise as fuck. There's a couple other ones. Be in the noticing of your knowing place. And that is what meditation is about. Meditation is not about escaping. Meditation is not to keep yourself in a woo-woo place. Meditation is to get your ass clear. Wake me up. Bring my unconscious to the conscious so I can actually do some legitimate work. Legit work. In fact, that's what I'm going to call this episode. Gillette. That's what I get for writing, intuiting, thinking, speaking at the same time. Legit work in manifesting. Be aware of the fact that we have a natural evolution of awareness, of awakeness, of being who we are. Be in the I am here place, which is underneath the underneath. Underneath the underneath. And there is an underneath meditation that I do that gets you there. I'll make sure it's in the library. You go to my website at reneedeasy.com. Six E's, baby. And you go to the Quick Fix Library. It's the fourth tab over. I'm on there right now. You go to the search bar. Put in underneath. There is nothing in there because it's not in there. I redid a lot of my stuff. So I will make sure that underneath meditation gets put up on my library in the morning because I will be at a coffee shop doing my work, setting up my appointments, talking to clients. 30 minutes of private time with me is $40. You'll see it in the private session tab on my website. But I want you to do the work that's going to work for you. Whatever your desires are, if we don't have these basic understandings to pull from, we just keep wandering around. We keep tripping on the underneath knowing that says I'm a fuck up. And I'm going to tell you, I think everybody's functioning from that place. Everybody's functioning from these parasitic beliefs and ideas that we pick up. John Bishop talks about that. He says, we learn very quickly in our developing years. That's why they call them developing years, because you're developing who you are. Who am I? How do I fit in this world? And what's possible here for me? We make these final conclusions and statements about who we are, how we get love, what our value is, what our purpose is. And when you grow up in an environment that is not loving and supportive, you grow up believing that your purpose is what? Now, don't say just the right words. I want you to be honest with yourself. So, what is it that you really know about who you are, what my value is, how I get love, and what the world is offering to me? We do everything in this world. We are motivated by love, value, and purpose. And we make conclusions about our value, about our purpose, about our love. We make evaluations and conclusions about other people's love, value, and purpose. And then the world as a collective. What is the value of life? The world. How is there love in the world? So there's a lot to explore. And you know why I love that? I love that there's a lot to explore. Because you get to keep exploring. So re-listen to this episode. Get into your knowing place. Get honest. Get uncomfortably honest about what's really underneath there. And then work with that. Meditate in that. Move ugliness through. Don't fix it. Move it through so it's not sitting there anymore. Grab the recapitulation on YouTube. It is called, I'll tell you right now, because I made a note to make sure I added it. Like I said, I had to start all over with my YouTube and everything, but I have all this material. It's a 9-minute meditation on how to use recapitulation. So I will make sure that that is on YouTube by tomorrow, too. Tomorrow is Thursday, September 7th, 2023. So I will make sure that those two things are on there. I've made my notes. It is a done deal. The secret is that you manifest from your knowing place. So that's what you work on. That's what you clean up. That's what you get real about. And forget about saying all the right words. But here are some really cool words. I touch the quantum field as I start my day. I set my intention. Oh, back up. I set my intention as I touch the quantum field. And I ask for ABCD to be done in my day today. I ask this in the name of God, and I ask you to show this to me in a way that it makes me laugh. I say it is so. You can use any version of that for manifesting. But if underneath you're constantly having to prove that you're a fuck up, kind of fuck it up. It's called sabotage. But I'm going to call it what it is. Sabotage sounds nice. I'm going to call it what it is. What it is... It's I'm a fuck up. It's about your version of that and then work from there. And then what happens? Here's the magic. Here's the miracle, you guys. Then what happens is when you think a thought because your channel is clear. Your I think, I feel, I believe, I know. Your channel from your thinking to your knowing is clean and it is congruent. It is moving together fluidly. When that is happening and you're in your holiness, then when you think a thought, the universe responds instantly from that knowing vibration of I am worthy, I can receive this, the world has this available to me. All of those natural, holy, knowing things. Make sense? Good. Good, 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 good. Awesome, you guys. That is good stuff. All right. I am going to go to the phone tonight and see what comes up I am also going to answer some questions that I've received since Monday from clients, past, present, and future. All right, my loves, let's get into it. 205, area code 205, you are on the air. How can I help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, God, I have a lot going on. And so, are there any messages for me that's significant that can, you know, as far as guidance?
Yep.
My next move.
Yes. Well, I do get some messages real quick.
Okay.
First of all, when you say I've got a lot going on, good. Because if there's nothing going on, that means nothing's moving. All right?
Okay.
And the message about that idea and so many, the first thing that I hear for you is that you're trying too hard. You're judging the messages you are getting, because I heard right away, you're getting messages all the time, but you don't think, you question them, you doubt them, and it's kind of like one of my friends and I had a joke years ago, she would just go on and on and on, and I would hear all kinds of messages in her conversation, and then I would say, Mary, what are you waiting for? The fourth hawk? Like, the hawks have been coming. The messages have been coming. She's like, yeah, I just really, really, really want to make sure. But here's something that's really cool about that. Your angels, your guides, the essence of life, which is animal messages, earth medicine messages, messages through what you hear around you, it never stops flowing. That's why I said, you got a lot going on? Good. Because that means stuff's flowing, right? You're getting the messages, you're getting multiple messages, you're getting repeat messages, but you don't believe that it's significant enough. Mm. And you're doubting, 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 doubting. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop questioning. I want you to imagine for a moment from little itty bitty teeny baby, from the moment you were born, let's pretend that from the moment you were born, everything that you knew was real and true was always being supported and validated by everybody around you. What you know to be true and real has never, ever been questioned, is what I want you to start your day with. And that is what I want you to continue your day with. And that is where I want you to constantly be keeping yourself. Oh, that's right, that's right. Everything I know to be true and real is true and real.
Hmm.
See, you've practiced so much in this realm of doubt and disconnect that you've mistrusted what you see and know as true and real. Tell me that's not true.
Yes, that is true.
So, yep. So you definitely, it's time, honey. It's time for you to get off that bus. And it's going to be a mental practice, and you're going to have to unearth some things and let them go through, get rid of some dialogue, get rid of some ideas, get rid of some beliefs, and really go underneath to the place where you really have no doubt about the messages that are coming. And now I'm going to draw some cards for you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
You're not, the first card I get is a reverse crow. I'm working with Jamie Sam's animal cards tonight. Well, it's what I work with most. You have an upside down crow, which means exactly what I'm saying. It means the magic is all around you. You're being called, caw, caw, caw. You're being called to the magic and the mystery all the time. You're not listening. Second card I get for you is an upright eagle card, which also validates what I just said, and that is that spirit has not abandoned you. And I do get a presence of religious pollution. What is that?
What is it that you get?
The energy and essence of religious pollution. Like you've got some beliefs or some ideas or some pressures, either old or new, feels more like old ideas of what it is to connect with God and spirit.
So the question,
tell me about
are you, oh, what, well, when you say old, well, the way I understand to connect with God, or the way that I do connect with God, is in that secret place. It's always been a secret place for me to go and communicate with Him as if, just like I'm communicating with you. And
yeah.
I do hear, I do get information, you know, I do get answers back, whether it's a person or a song or, you know, a message in my head. You know, it's like I would know something and know that it is not by my will that I thought it is. No, I know that it was placed
there.
So I'm feeling more of that now. Yes, and it seemed like I went through a rebirth. It may have started a year and a half or two, and so I am. It seemed like the more that I hear, understand, and acknowledge, and I'm obedient to, the more I'm allowed to hear more.
Nice. Girl, you got
so
it going on. Here's what that is awesome. One of the things that I would suggest you shift is, rather than referring to that as your secret place, refer to that as your sacred place.
Sacred. Yeah. Okay.
Sacred place. Because there's no secret. Yeah. Secret infers or has this energy of it's something you have to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's something that can't be spoken of. You know, it just doesn't give the energy of what it feels like you're talking about. So shift that secret place to a sacred place. I'm going to my sacred place.
Yes. I love that.
Good. There's a third card that I pulled for you, and it's a reverse turkey, which means there are gifts that are upside down. And I get the word receiving. That word receiving comes with the turkey card, that there is a gift to be received. So there's a gift that you are not receiving. Now that, take into your sacred place. Take that into your sacred place and ponder that. Now, not in your mind, in your spirit. Ponder that.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit, show me. God, show me. What is that I am not receiving? Because there's never anything that's being withheld. Never. Never. It is always and only that we are refusing the receiving.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. There are gifts there that are coming for you. So now let's go back up a little bit. There's creation energy calling for you. There's magic calling for you, but you're not listening because you're second-guessing it. Spirit's not left you. Well, spirit never leaves, but it's a very strong message that you are in spirit, that spirit is here. And then contemplate, that's like meditative, conscious contemplate, show me what I am not receiving. Because it's there. That's
wow.
Your practice. Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. Wow. So powerful. I felt that.
Bless you,
it
bless
started
me.
At my feet, and it just started to come my legs, and I mean, it just landed in my heart. Like, I really felt that message. Wow.
Glory be. That's the miracle. That's the miracle. We're all miracle workers, and you and I just did that. That's it. We listened, we received, we shared. Oh.
Beautiful.
Thank you
so much.
Oh.
Thank
bless
you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. All
bless
right, sweetie,
you.
Go practice that, and then let me know how
I
things
am.
Are going, all right?
I will.
All right.
I love
bye-bye.
You. Thank
sweetie.
You. Bye-bye. Aww. Many blessings.
Good night, sweetie. Hello, 216. You've been on for a while. Thank you for waiting. Were you listening to the topic in the beginning?
I did.
And what did you get from it?
We're all F-ups in our own way. We have to meditate. I get it. Work on it every day. I understand what you mean. I really do. I hope you can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Perfect. But no, it's a nice message. That's deep.
Good. It felt like you were getting something out of it. So I was really hoping. I'm like, ooh, I hope this person on this phone doesn't hang up because it felt like it was good for you tonight. So I'm glad you're still here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I listened to it. Oh, yeah, I did. All right. I have a question, maybe advice, maybe. I guess it's a psychic question.
Sure.
A few weeks ago, they eliminated my position, or department, excuse me, at my job. So they moved us all to different departments. So I started a new position in my company. This is my second week. Can you give me a little insight? I have two new bosses. They both have the same name. One of them's a blonde and one of them's dark hair. They both start with R. Do I need to know anything? Is there anything you can tell me about them? What to do? That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. The first thing I see is that.
I know.
I'm sorry, I'm going to say
go
that
on.
Again.
The job
okay.
was such a shock. They didn't get rid of me, so I should be so grateful, and I am. How's
yeah,
that?
It definitely. I gotcha. So it looks, there's a few things, there's several things I'm seeing right away. So it looks like they're trying to maneuver things to take like a few different positions or jobs and kind of funnel it down more into one. I mean, it's definitely a restructuring. So know that kind of, they're trying to figure out where to put people and how to make things produce more or make sense. But one of the things that you need to know is that the people that are rearranging things really kind of don't know what they're doing.
I know.
It's not an insult.
Yes. Oh, I know. I get it.
They want things to be streamlined. They want things to make more sense. It's just like this. It's kind of like when someone says, you know, there's like 10 words to their title, you know damn well it's because the company doesn't know what the hell to arrange their people, you know? So
okay.
Know that that is going on. So just know that that's going on. The second thing that, so just know that that's going on, and this leads right into the second part. Second part is just do your job. Because you do know what's going on. Now, this is not from a place of, like, I know more than they do. But
no.
People that are doing the rearranging are just really confused, and they're trying to figure it out. I don't think they're really going to figure it out, but you're not going to lose your job. You know what you're doing.
I can post for something else, you know, if it comes up. I just haven't found the right one. When the right one does
come, No, you're
I'm
okay where
post.
You are. No. You don't need to do anything. You just need to go to work and do your job. So what I'm saying
just
is, like,
what I can.
the rearranging doesn't make sense. And once you know that it doesn't make sense, you don't have to keep questioning it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. But the two women, they are female to work with. They're going to be well, you know, very harmony. I know one of them is, but you just never, I know they're bosses. You know what I'm saying? We all have our bad days.
That's what I want you to get. This is what I want you to get.
Don't worry.
Once you know that the system is confused, you don't have to try to figure out the system. You just go to work and do your job. You don't have to figure out your boss. You don't have to figure out your other boss. You don't have to understand what they're doing, because you do know what you're doing with your job. And you've got a better handle about how things could work better. Now, there's a great line here, and you got to go to work with maturity. You have to go to work with a wise mind.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got to go to work with a wise mind and use words like, it looks like it might function better like this.
I know, because I know the system.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know that it's confusing. You don't have to figure out what's confusing. Go to work. Do your job. And you don't have to figure these people out, because you know what you're doing. And then be kind in the moments when you know things are confusing and you have a solution. You can drop in the solution without being arrogant or rude. That's it.
I see.
You don't need a different job. You don't need a different job, and you don't need to figure them out.
Okay.
Makes sense?
It does make sense.
It's really that simple.
The job I had was a career. I loved the last position I had. This is more of a job. But I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to give it some time, because it's just learning more things and learning to be diversified under the unexpected. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's exactly why you are where you are. You don't need to make a change. You are acquiring new skills.
I know.
You're acquiring
new
working with other people skills. That's why you are where you are. You need to stay where you are.
Thank you so much. I needed that tonight. It was such a disarray today. Thank you. Oh my God.
Yeah. Good. You're learning. Life has given you a great opportunity to learn some more interpersonal work relationship skills. That's what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
very, very
sweetie.
Much.
Have a good night. Let me know how things are going, okay?
You as
okay,
well.
Bye-bye for
okay,
now.
No.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. 203 area code. What's going on?
Hi. I'm back in Connecticut. Hi. First time caller.
Great.
Would like to ask about, I've been single for 25 years and just for the first time got attracted to a man. It's so much fun, but also he's a lot younger than me. We're very different. I recently just blamed that I did not want to have a sexual relationship. This is very new. And he was fine. He said, okay. But I did want some physicalness with him. I'm just wondering if you could tell me about this, what energy you pick up on him or us. I can tell you more if you want.
Yeah. The question that comes for me that I want you to be watching and noticing is who's in charge of your relationships in your, who is the part of you that's in charge of your decisions? Because we all have a little child in us and we all have a wise adult. So what I want you to do while you're looking at that and asking questions and wanting to be smart, because that's what I'm hearing really, really loud, is you need to be smart. Make sure. So it goes like this. If you're relaying part of your interaction with this gentleman, if you're replaying, when you're replaying it in your mind, imagine that you're with a girlfriend and you're the girlfriend. And you're listening to that part of whatever you're replaying, interaction that you've had with this gentleman, some things that were said back and forth, and you're replaying this in your mind. Imagine that you're telling this thing to a girlfriend, and you're the girlfriend. Because when we put ourselves in that position, we're very, very smart. Because then we go, girl, what the hell are you doing? Or we go, come on now, that doesn't make sense. We've got to run our romantic attraction, love interest scenarios through that type of scenario so that we don't get in trouble. Women are naturally very gullible. We're very innocent in nature. We believe just about anything. And it has nothing to do with intelligence. Make sure that your wise woman is in the one that's in charge of your choices and not the playful little girl. The playful little girl can come out and play. There's nothing wrong with that. But make sure that when you're making decisions with this person, that it's your wise, I'm talking to my girlfriend, what would I say if I was hearing this from a girlfriend, kind of advice? Does that make sense?
I'm having a bit of a hard time. I'm actually not this little girl, but this happy, playful person has come out for the first time in years. So I'm absolutely enjoying that.
Yeah. Yes, and that's exactly why I'm getting what I'm picking up from you, for you, is because I want that little girl to play. That playful you, that's the little girl in you that's been hiding for a long time because
right.
She was afraid to come out and play for good reason, because little girls are easily taken advantage of because little girls are innocent. We live fancifully. It has nothing to do with being an adult. It has to do with, that is a part, yeah, it is a part of who you are. So that's exactly what I'm talking about.
But there's a part of me that is drawing the line based on what's my soul. I need to protect it. I stopped being involved with men for years for that reason.
Yep.
I feel like that's there too. And also, I'm being triggered, and it's like a phenomenal opportunity for me privately to heal some of the major stuff that's just been, you know, dormant for so long. Are you saying not to trust this person or he'll take advantage of me?
Nope. I'm saying trust you so that you're not going to be taken advantage of. And even if you are taken advantage of, you stay present. What you're describing to me sounds absolutely perfect. Play, be innocent, enjoy, have fun, make decisions with your wise person. Use whatever comes up.
Okay.
Whatever wound, whatever trauma, whatever pain comes up that's being triggered in this relationship, because that's what relationships are for. Relationships are for us to become our better selves.
Right.
Use them to heal yourself. That's exactly what you're supposed to do in relationships.
Okay.
You're doing it right. You cannot guarantee that you're not going to be hurt in some way. How long have you been dating this guy?
Very, very shortly. We've known each other and become friends only in like a couple of months. And
yeah, it's
He was more, I mean, I love kissing him, but he's a little more physical, and it made me uncomfortable, and I just had to find a place where I could talk to him about it. So I invited him to dinner just a few days ago, and I sat down and talked with him and said, I cannot have sex, you know, sex with you. And he said, okay, smiling, and then he said, okay again. He said, we're friends forever. And that's what I want. I want to, whatever happens, I don't want to lose the friendship, and I want it to be real. And then I explained to him, but I am so physically attracted to you, I can't keep my hands off of you. So I just came up with the idea of, you know, doing massage and stuff just so I can touch him. And it's wonderful, and I see where I can get into trouble with that because I am attracted. And also, for me, what I'm learning is, as a woman, if you let yourself cross the line, then you're in love. In other words, if I let myself cross the line, then my emotions are just going to be, it's a floodgate, and I cannot do that.
Well, it sounds like you already are, sweetie. It sounds like you already are. You're already in that. You're already there.
Yeah.
You're already there.
You're right.
But listen, you can't control it all. You're going to have to let go of some control, because once, if you're both attracted to each other, you're not going to keep it as friends. I mean,
well,
let's get honest.
No, I mean, the massage was really quite sexual, but I feel I cannot turn this into literally having sex with him.
Well, if you heard someone say what you were saying, you're attracted. You're going to end up there. So maybe prepare yourself for that.
Okay.
You know, be gentle with yourself. Yeah, do what you're doing, honey. Take your time. You know, let yourself figure it out. Let yourself feel more safe and more safe. But 2 months is almost like, you know, you barely know the guy's middle name. It's nothing. It's nothing.
And in the past couple of days, it's been really nice because he shared more, and we've had time to kind of just relax and have fun. And
You have a long ways to go, honey. I mean, it's anybody can keep their peacock feathers up for about 18 months, 2 years, and then you find out some truths about people. It's just the way that stuff goes.
I don't see this as a permanent relationship. He's 12 years younger than me, and so that's a whole different perspective for me too. So,
well, I don't think it's a permanent relationship. You don't even know the guy. It's been 2 months. So keep it where it is. Allow yourself to keep healing, enjoy, and be wise. And it sounds like that's what you're doing. Other than that, you just got to be in it. You just got to be in it.
Yeah, it's helpful, everything that you appreciate it.
Good.
I do.
Good.
Okay.
My love, I'm going to let you go for now, but let me know how things are going, okay?
I will. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye for now.
Unmute.
914. Thanks for holding.
Thank you for taking my call. So lovely. Welcome back.
so lovely to hear your voice again.
Oh, I love that when I hear from people I haven't heard from in a while.
Yes. Thank you. It's Catherine from New York.
Yeah.
How have you been? Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Very, very well. Is there anything I can do for you, Kathy? What are you hoping for tonight?
I need to get clarity on a man named Ben. He came over my house for a work issue, but I get the distinct feeling that he's flirting with me. And the work issue has to do with home repairs. It's a home repair project. But like I said, I get the feeling that, you know, he has romantic inclinations.
Just from your one meeting?
Two meetings. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not sure. He said he has. Yes.
Yeah. And
yeah.
you want an OBS answer to your question.
Yeah, like I just want, you know, like I want the work to come first. Like all that, you know, could be secondary if that's to come out, but I just want, you know, I need the work to come first, basically. And I'm not even sure because, yes, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I mean, he told me that he has kids, but I don't know if he's married or not. That I didn't get a clear picture on.
Okay, so it's just confusing.
Yeah.
It's not confusing mm-hmm. on this end. Keep it straight. It's not appropriate. He should not be flirting with you.
Mm.
If you want the work to come first, then make damn sure the work comes first. I don't get a good feeling
right.
about it. I don't think it's appropriate. I think that he uses his work to get into women's lives, but he does it from a player perspective. Any legitimate professional man who's a legitimate man, if you just want to have a fling with this guy, you're going to be able to have a fling with this guy. If you want something more relationship-wise, you are missing the signal.
Okay. Yeah, but do you think then that he will get the job done, let's say, that he will, like, because he has to intervene on my behalf?
Is there another person that you can work with him? Yes, you can. You can ask for a different employee.
Oh, wow.
If you can't keep yourself straight, because here's the thing that I'm hearing from you is that
mm-hmm.
you're focused on him. I think he's flirting with me. I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he's going to get the work done. Why are you not more focused on yourself? What does your gut tell you about this? If you want the job done for that job, then you better make sure that he's getting the job done. There's no flirting back. If he's there to do a job repair,
right.
then make damn sure it's a job repair. So I want you focused on you. What are you doing? What do you
right.
want in your life? What feels appropriate to you? What feels decent and right to you? What is your gut telling you about this? Because you're all focused on him. I don't know if he's married. Well, if you're questioning whether he's married, you know, you see what I'm saying? You're focused on him.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah, you're right, because it gave me, like red flags. Like, the first time I wasn't getting that vibe, he seemed professional and everything, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, he'll be a good guy. You know, he's a claims adjuster. Like, he's, you know, going to speak on the insurance on
if you keep yourself straight, you're going to be fine. If you're not giving him sexual energy, available energy, You handle yourself professionally. You're fine. He'll come in there and do the right job. But get your head out of this idea of it being something romantic or interesting or nope.
Gotcha.
Right, Celine?
Yeah.
All right.
You go
speak for yourself. You go be an advocate, and just in your own mind, you keep it straight. He's there to do a job. That's it. Done. Move on. Got it?
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
It's good to hear your voice, Mariam.
Same here. Much love to you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good night, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
For now.
Hi.
Hello, this is May.
Hi, this is Melissa. Hi, beautiful lady. Thank you for taking my call. I'll make it quick. And so it's nice that you offer services. You know, good people have questions and love or like our beautiful callers to call you. Anyway, my question to you is, I'm not sure. Does my friend, male friend, have tomorrow or the next day a lunch with somebody with the letter P? Please. Or dinner or breakfast. It goes by Pam or something like that.
I'm getting a no, no, and a no. But if you're questioning, it feels like two things that you're asking about. Number one, it's none of your business. And number two, if you're questioning something, your instincts are telling you something's not right. So I would, similar to this last caller, be a good advocate for yourself. Make sure that you are being respectful to you.
Yes.
That's the messages I'm getting for you.
Miss, real quickly, one last question. Tomorrow, I'm going to go present myself with some people. And they can let me take a picture. Are they going to let me take a picture tomorrow? Yes or no, please. I'm taking a chance.
Yeah. That question just doesn't feel relevant, sweetie. All right, take care, honey. I'm going to try to get one more call. I got 90 seconds. What's on your mind? I just got a notice that I got 90 seconds. Holy cow, that hour went by fast.
It sure did. Hi, my name is Na, and my question is about moving, whether I shouldn't be making this move right now.
Yes, it feels like things are already in the works. Is that true?
Yeah, they are. My aunt has dementia, and I'm just really concerned about the way they're trying to get me to move into her house. That's my uncomfortability. So
sure.
That's why I'm asking.
I want you to question because we've only got like 20 seconds. Here's what I want you to ask yourself because it feels like you're not feeling really in control of your environment, which makes a lot of sense. What I want you to be asking yourself is how am I going to make sure that I'm taking really good care of me while I'm in this environment? This feels like a great opportunity for you to take better care of you. And that's what I want you to focus on. Does that make sense? I do like this move for you. It's absolutely going to push you. But really, 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 really check in and make sure you're taking really, really, really good care of yourself. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
We're all out of time. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if this is recording anymore. I love you all. See you on Friday morning at 10 a.m. again on Sunday and again next Monday. Good night, good night, good night.